First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes. She joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Interesting story that came out last week with Carnival Cruises and their welcoming letter, their welcome aboard letter. Not only does it welcome them aboard, but it reminds them to behave and warns them about unruly behavior. Interesting topic. It seems to me we're seeing more and more of this. People, I don't know what it is. They just don't know. They just forget their manners, or they think that just because they're paying for something, they have a right to go over the top. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think some people blame it on the drink packages, while others, particularly in the case of Carnival, suggest that the line is offering rock bottom prices in order to fill their ships and attract, and maybe attract people that aren't used to being on a cruise. And the limitations that, you know, that may carry, because it's expressed well in their statement. It says that experience has taught us that everyone has a better time when children are supervised, noise in the hallway is kept to a minimum, guests follow cues, and that the spirit of community and neighborliness is shown. So it would think that's just simple common courtesies, but it seems that many people are routinely ignoring them.
Mm-hmm. And all it takes is one, right, to ruin a holiday for everyone. And when you got 5,000 passengers on board, chances are you're going to run into one.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. I've never experienced it, though. Have you? Have you run into someone who, I mean, you see people that kind of, they're a little bit kind of rude, but they've never been personally rude to me or anything like that. But
not personally rude to me, but definitely seen the evidence. In fact, this person was so had so much ill, like not respectful behavior to the general public, that when she disembarked the ship, people cheered.
And now, you know what? I just jarred my memory. I remember when I was a crew member on when I was working in the cruise lines. There is a lot of incidents. Yeah. So I could fill a whole hour of examples. So I take my statement back. I've seen it when I was a crew member, not so much. And I'm thinking more on an aircraft, because it's happening on aircraft too. Unruly passengers. It seems to be that you see a story almost every week about someone getting, their behavior on an aircraft. I've never seen it on an aircraft, is what I was thinking of. But yeah, I can give you countless examples on a cruise ship.
Right. And they're saying that the examples of misconduct on airplanes are like three main causes: smoking, aggression, and alcohol. And mm-hmm. So the crew is free to take the most appropriate immediate measures. So a warning, refusal to board, forced disembarkation, and immobilization of the passenger, or even diversion of the aircraft. And that happened to me because we were heading to San Francisco, and it's a two-seat configuration, 2-3. Mm-hmm. And behind us, there was a gentleman that was kind of sharing some inappropriate comments to a lady beside him. So the plane actually got diverted to Reno, and the police came on board and took him off. So
I think I would just be so mad if I was on a flight that got diverted because someone was misbehaving.
Right. It's just not appropriate. And, you know, there are serious consequences. Like in mm-hmm. France, this can range from a simple fine to a prison sentence where there's violence. And Ryanair is thinking of removing the sale of alcohol on board because that really has stemmed a lot of bad behavior. They also, an airline, can also have an option of blacklisting a passenger, banning him and her from flying on board for a certain period of time. And then the FAA has become stricter since COVID happened, because a lot of this mm-hmm. started with people not wanting to mask, with the scale of penalties, which fines are up to $35,000. So it's scary. Like, I wouldn't want to be landed with that, because that could bankrupt some people.
Well, to me, like, throw the book at them.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't behave yourself on an aircraft or a cruise ship or whatever, just throw the book at them. You know, as far as cruise ships, they can disembark people. I know that the ships that I was on, they had a brig, so they can literally throw you in jail on a ship until they get you to a port, yeah, and then disembark you at your expense. And I'm surprised, getting back to the serving of alcohol, I'm surprised more airlines continue to do it. If that's the issue, then just stop doing it.
Right.
Right.
I think that's going to be maybe something that will happen in the future. And, you know, it's not only on airlines and on cruise ship, but even the Happiest Place on Earth has taken to adding this on their section, Getting Ready for Your Visit to Walt Disney World. It's titled Courtesy. And what their statement is, be the magic you want to see in the world. You must always remember to treat others with respect, kindness, and compassion. Those who can't live up to this simple wish may be asked to leave Walt Disney World Resort. So no kidding around. Even Mickey's putting down some, you know, laws.
Don't upset Mickey.
Right.
And so, like, what do you do when you're in that situation? I guess, you know, tell the staff of what you saw or what you heard or whatever and let them handle it. Don't get involved, right?
No, I would say not, because you don't want it to escalate where you're involved or it becomes like a brawl on board, because we've definitely seen social media take these videos and share it, and it looks really quite scary. And it's not necessary, but yeah, tell the cabin crew what's going on and they will address the situation, because they're trained in these situations.
Exactly.
Whereas, you know, everyday people, emotions will take over at the end of the day, because if they're sniping and yelling and so on, and then you don't want any kids to be involved.
Yeah, for sure. Mind your P's and Q's and bring your manners wherever you go, right?
Just
good advice.
Just like mom taught you.
Yeah. Onatta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onatta Forbes. OnattaForbes.com is her website. It's always great to chat with you, Onatta. Oh, by the way, we should remind people, next week you're going to be in Hawaii.
The Big Island. I can't wait. We leave early in the week, and we'll be spending all of next week. Hopefully it'll be great weather, no rain, because I think there's going to be some cold temperatures here.
I think we're expecting it, but so we'll look forward to hearing all about Hawaii next week.
Looking forward to it.